How can you intentionally handle holiday stress? Well, we have some tips for you, but we have America ready to tell you what they're doing to de-stress their lives. And you can come join us at 888-888-1717.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. You know, along with the holiday season comes holiday stress. And if you're being stressed out, Dr. Randy wants to hear from you. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. So go de-stress yourself, my friend. Because stress, now we think about stress, stress is a normal part of life. If you drove today anywhere in your town, especially if it's a busy city, a lot of traffic, oh man, that's stressful. Getting the kids up and getting them going back into routine after this holiday weekend, shopping now for Christmas, getting the family together or traveling, lots of things going on that create stress. Now, the problem isn't stress. Stress, you know, is a normal part of life. In fact, the opposite of stress is death. I mean, you're going to have stress until you're dead. And then it's over, you know, I mean, as far as the daily stress of life. What the problem isn't stress. Rather, it's when your brain reacts to stress and puts you into what's been often referred to as that fight or flight response, chemical response, your body gets ready. And nowhere to go. And all of a sudden you're under stress. And that kind of stress, if it's constant over time, can kill you or at least hurt you. The peace is gone. The physical symptoms can show up. You know, you can get headaches. You can, heart can start to race, all sorts of things that can be a part of stress. We all have read about it. We know it's sort of a part of our culture in which we live. We can't stop the world, but we can control what it's doing to us. You can control what it's doing to you. Now, what I'd like to do here, I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to have you all come and join us. Our phone line is open, and Steve's ready to take your calls. Steven's ready to take your calls. And what we're going to do is we want to hear some specific things you're doing to de-stress this Christmas season, specific things that are helping that will help you, okay? 888-888-1717 is my number, 888-888-1717. Here's a verse, sort of the verse for this half hour, Isaiah 26:3. Where the scripture says to us, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isn't that a beautiful verse? I'm going to have you do something with that verse this half hour. I'm going to give you the answer, the solution to the next 30 days to de-stress your life, okay? And a lot of good tips coming in as well. 888-888-1717.
I have actually left my job and moved here just yesterday.
Wow.
To be with my daughter and to get a fresh start, something that needed to happen so that I can be there for my teenage daughters. My job was too demanding in Arkansas, and I followed my husband to Arkansas 2 years ago, and he left me for someone else. So after 19 years of marriage, now I have to intentionally be okay with I'm not even in my home at Christmas. I gave my tree away. I can't get to my ornaments. They're in storage as of last night. And I have to be intensely okay with it's going to be an okay Christmas. I do have Christ. I've grown very close to him even more this year. I can be with my family, with my daughter and my three granddaughters and my two teenage girls. And all my kids will be together at Christmas.
That's good. Good. You know, there's things that we can control here at Christmas time. She controls how she chooses to view this season, puts the focus on what she does have, not what she doesn't have. Not on the things she can't get to, but the things she can get to. And you and I can control during this season if we exercise or not, what we eat, if we overload our schedule. And we can control how much stressful media, like the news reports that continue to flood in and let's face it, you can only take so much of that, and your body is going to react. And so I'm going to give you, during this half hour, one thing that I'm going to encourage you to do intentionally for the next 7 days. 7 days. I'm going to challenge you starting now for the next 7 days to one thing. I'll share with that with you in just a moment what that is. Come join us, 888-888-1717. Okay, Laura's on the line. Laura, welcome to our Intentional Living Center.
Thank you. One of the biggest things is Christmas has become so commercialized and everybody wants you to buy, buy, buy. Well, you know, most of us don't have money to go out and buy the latest and greatest gadget. So one of the things that we do is, especially for the little ones, is they want to give gifts to their friends. My granddaughter, for instance, has friends at school she wants to give presents to, but she also has an extremely large stuffed animal collection. So I said, why don't you pick out a couple of stuffed animals and let's, you know, put a bow on them, make some wrapping paper, and give those. A lot of times we go to the Goodwill and we pick up items from there because I feel that there's plenty of things that I don't want to shop retail. I'd rather shop, you know, secondhand. And also I'm making Christmas gifts like pot holders and things like that because it's just a personal touch and it doesn't really cost a lot. Most of what we're giving as gifts are things that we have laying around our house.
Well, Laura, the fact you're putting a personal touch on it is a good thing. I think the expectations for Christmas are just unrealistic. People have to have a perfect home, perfect meals, perfect gift, perfect wrapping. And some of you wrestle with that, and it can wear you out. And one of the things that we know is that what stresses out one person may not be what stresses out another person. It may be that you get stressed out trying to measure up and having everything perfect. For someone else, it might be stressed out because you've just been through a tough year and a financial reversal, and maybe there's been a divorce and you're stressed out because you don't know how to keep all the loose ends together. Or maybe for someone else, stressed out thinking about the in-laws coming for the holidays and what that means and stress that you didn't anticipate. And understanding that what stresses out one person doesn't stress out everybody else. But knowing what it is, what's the trigger for you is important. Okay, thank you, Laura. Appreciate your call. You think about stress. How about you? What's one thing that you're doing to de-stress this Christmas? 888-888-1717.
I'm Parkey Thompson with your Intentional Financial Minute. It is somewhat painful to think that we're on the verge of another Christmas season. I love the holiday season, but it's hard accepting that another year has so quickly flown by. I used to dread the season because it was that time that my family slipped a little further into debt, paying for all the gifts. But not anymore, and you don't have to either. Use cash for Christmas. The practice is easy and rewarding. Simply take your total Christmas spending amount, divide the amount by the number of months left in the year, and set aside that money each month for buying Christmas gifts. By intentionally setting aside money each month, you can begin your Christmas shopping earlier in the year when items are really on sale, and you will set yourself up for a peaceful, debt-free Christmas morning. There is nothing better than watching your loved ones open gifts that are really paid for and knowing that there are no bills headed for your mailbox. Remember, the earlier you start in the year, the easier it is. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
Thank you, Parkey. And online, Facebook, people are sharing their ideas today. Scott says, I find time for regular routines like a walk every day. I find peace in routine. You know, routine can be very, very secure. Feeling to us, knowing what's predictable here. I like what Debbie says. Debbie says, holding God's hand, thanking him for all he does for me and my family. Sharon reminds us, making ornaments for everyone, not buying any gifts. Making ornaments has been therapeutic. Lots of time to pray over the ornaments and who will be receiving them. He directs my path. And Susan echoes a similar theme. She says, keeping stress out of the holidays is simple by keeping focused on Christ, our most and greatest gift ever given. Okay, let's go back to calls. Jan is in Michigan. Hi, Jan. Welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Looks like you have a strategy for de-stressing your life. What is it?
Oh, sir, I am trying. The one thing I am trying desperately in my life, and especially right now at the holiday season, is something I learned through your CD teachings every month, and that is your formula of expectations minus reality equal disappointment.
Yeah.
I think at this time of year, we really tend to hyperinflate our expectations. I know for myself, I have grown children, and a few weeks ago, I learned that they would not be coming home for Christmas, which I had already hyperinflated this whole scenario in my mind, and so immediately that set me up for the reality and the disappointment.
Yeah,
so what I've done is I've allowed myself to kind of grieve that loss that the kids are not coming home and move beyond that, recognizing it was my expectations that really set me up for that disappointment.
Absolutely.
And try to recognize those earlier to not make that same mistake.
And listen, Jan, you're going to have a better December because you can't change reality. They're not going to be there. And so you either get into the stressful mode and, like you say, telling yourself lies and working yourself up, or you adjust the reality, your expectations to meet reality, and you're going to have a better December.
Yeah. Absolutely. It already has made preparations for even when I do get an opportunity to see them better versus feeling that depression and that mourning and that loss.
Like, absolutely.
I had to allow myself to grieve that and let that go before I could move on.
Good for you. And you're going to have a better December for it, and you're going to focus on the things you do have control over, which ultimately is one of the best anecdotes for stress, is controlling the things we can control and doing the things we can and not focusing on the things we have no control over. Because that's unrealistic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, good for
it's
you.
So
hey.
Difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm glad you're listening. You enjoy the CDs?
Absolutely. They're very helpful. I listen to them, and then I share them with several family members.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for your support, and appreciate you being a part of the membership family.
Thank you.
Jan is one of our members, and members, so you know what she's talking about, every month I get a chance to teach. I teach with my staff, or I teach with a large group, maybe at a conference, and we record it, and then we send it out to monthly members of Intentional Living. That's what she was referring to. Can I challenge you for one thing for the next 7 days? Identify one thing that stresses you out the most during every December. We've talked about some of them, unrealistic expectations of yourself or others. Maybe, not exercising or overloading your schedule, or maybe it's your eating habits, or it's a relationship problem, or whatever it is. But what is one thing that tends to stress you out during December? And I'm going to challenge you for the next 7 days, replace that one thing with something that will bring you back to the true meaning of Christmas. For instance, if in getting started for Christmas, you tend to spend too much, don't do that. Have a budget, stick with it. Maybe it's eating too much at this time of the year. Well, plan ahead before you get into a situation. Maybe you schedule too much. Maybe the one thing you could do is say, you're going to control your schedule and just say no. Maybe for you, you sleep too little. Set a bedtime. Turn off the TV and stick with it. But one thing. And then I'm going to challenge you also to memorize a verse from Scripture, Isaiah 26:3, but I'm going to suggest you change the words to make them personal for yourself. The Scripture says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Our minds are at the center of what controls our emotions and our life. And I would encourage you to get Isaiah 26:3 in your Bible and make it a very personal verse that you memorize for yourself. And say it this way, you will keep me in perfect peace when my mind stays on you. And when we focus on Christ, when we focus on his intentional love for us and the true priority of Christmas, that's a beginning point for de-stressing your life. You will keep me in perfect peace when I keep my mind stayed upon you.
Dr. Andy, my name is Darcy, and I am currently engaged to a very wonderful man who is serving our country bravely in Afghanistan. After listening to many of your programs, I realized that I do consider myself to be a single woman with an attachment. And I know that sounds funny because I am engaged, but he's spending 9 months in a different land, so it's hard for me to do everything by myself. But through your program, I learned how to support him in a real way how I can get support from him and ask him for different things that I need. It's just been a blessing to listen to the ministry that you provide, knowing that I'm being prayed for every single day by people I don't even know. And it's just wonderful. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And thank you for all the prayers and everything you've ever done for us.
Hi, you're very welcome, Darcy, and God bless you and that man you're engaged to for his service overseas. We pray he'll be safe and come home, and that your wedding and, more importantly, your marriage will just be something that will honor God as you go through this time. It's a time for you guys to, as you communicate with each other, get to know yourself better, Darcy, get to know he gets to know himself better, and then the two of you coming together in marriage. We're really pleased for you. You know, at this time of the year, as we're getting close to the end of 2015, we're getting into the holiday season, and it's a stressful time. As you know, we've been talking about that. It's also an opportunity to really show the generosity that God has placed in our hearts to reach other people in need today. And our passion here at the Intentional Living Center, through our resources, our events, our monthly teaching, of course, our daily radio program, all of our videos and products, everything goes back into one goal, and that's to help touch a life, to point someone to Christ, and remind them of the power of living intentionally, intentional living. There's two, it's kind of like bookends. You know, one end is being intentional, and the other end is doing the living. You know, that's the follow-through, and that's our passion. And I want to invite you to come and join me in support of this ministry. Help us close out this year strong, because we need your help. We've been running behind where we need to be at this point in order to close out the year. So your gift today would be so valued by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Members, thank you for your support. If you're not a member, come and join us. And God bless you for standing with us by going to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help you handle that holiday stress. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought of the Bible as a history book? It's a collection of real stories that happen to real people. Discover a whole new way to experience the Bible with the Intentional Word Chronological Bible from Intentional Living. From the creation to the life of David and through the life of Christ, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible arranges the entire Bible, books, chapters, and even verses in the order events actually happened. Rediscover God's Word, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible from theintentionallife.com.
People talk to Dr. Carlson on Intentional Living every day, but they're also interacting with the program staff and our Facebook family. Go to Facebook/Intentional Living and see comments and discussions about the program from some of our most passionate fans. Leave your comment at Facebook/Intentional Living. You can also talk to us directly through our comment line. Call 888-888-1717 and tell us what's on your mind at Intentional Living.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. When the Apostle Paul wrote his first letter to Timothy and said, "I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people," he probably wasn't thinking about the internet or social media, But in this day and age, we can certainly come close to praying for all people. When you join our prayer community, you'll find praises and requests from all over the world. You may not know them personally, but you do have the privilege to pray for them and to share your request with them. So join our intentional prayer community today. Go to theintentionallife.com/prayer. Again, that's theintentionallife.com/prayer. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. How do you de-stress your Christmas season here? Don, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
What do you do to de-stress Christmas?
Randy, to de-stress it around Christmas time, I make sure that I get plenty of sleep. Don't try to be too hurried. Make sure I get to church as often as I can. And I get to plenty of support groups, because even now I'm in the middle of a divorce. Mm-hmm. My wife is fairly young, and she's early 30s, and she's got stage 4 breast cancer. And through all this, I rarely get to see my children right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty tough right now. But, I'm still got a lot of peace in my life, and life is okay. You know, I just choose to not let the world dictate how I'm going to manage my life.
Well, Don, listen, there's a bunch of people like you, unfortunately, around the world that are just facing unbelievable stress. It's like it all piles on at one time, and we start focusing on it, can be overwhelming in our lives. And just like the verse that I quoted in Isaiah, where you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, it's a matter of a decision of the mind, and then deciding to act in a way that's consistent with the truth every day, telling yourself the truth, and then living consistent with that truth every day. So, all right, hold on. I want you to hang on too, Don, because at the end here, I'm going to pray for everybody who's been calling in with the stress that you all are experiencing here. Terry's on the line in Florida. Thank you, Terry. Welcome to the program.
Hey, glad to be on.
What do you do?
You guys every day.
Thank you.
Again?
Thank you. Glad you're listening. Where do you live, in Panama City?
Panama City Beach.
Fantastic. Beautiful place. What do you do at this Christmas season with to handle stress?
Well, I guess I need to sum it up in just saying that we were blessed with a ministry, and we call it Open Heart Ministry, and we go to people's homes that are scared to go to church or afraid that, you know, that they're not right for the Lord, and we go and we minister to people. But we have found that throughout the holidays, especially with the stress, because I've got a little brother I lost in an accident at the age of 19, and I'm away from my family. They live in Tennessee. But we have found that, you know, with the bills stacking up and all the burdens coming down on us, that we get joy and peace, first of all, through prayer. Mm-hmm. But then we find our joy and our peace as we go, and we sign up, volunteer for like food lines at the Salvation Army. And we go and we just help people, and we minister to them, and we just have a smile on our face. And when we leave, the joy that is inside of us is so great that we don't even think about Christmas gifts. We don't think about bills. I mean, the peace, and it's just so awesome. I mean, I don't even know how to even say it.
Well, I think you've said it well, Terry, and every person who's experienced that has had the same experience. That little cliche that we hear, it's more blessed to give than receive, is a truth. We've been wired to be givers and to serve. That's the way God made us, to serve one another. He didn't make us to be consumers. I mean, that's not ultimately why we're wired. I mean, the way we're wired. But it's become the way of our culture to be consumers. That we want service, we want people to serve us. I'm a people listener and a people watcher, and when I hear people always focusing on themselves and their issues and their things and the things they want, you realize they missed it, that God's real intention is for us to be givers. Well, let me pray for everybody here, because this can be, as we start this new month, get a little overstressed, that we take a big, deep breath and let God be the center of all of this. And Father, that's what we ask for as we start this December. Every person listening to my voice is going to get a stress attack at some point. It could be from another person, from a health challenge, financial thing, just life. And I pray that this month that we will focus on that verse that reminds us from your word that says, you will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are stayed upon you. And I pray that that'll be our attitude and have a disposition of service and caring for others. In Christ's name, amen.
Well, when my children were very young, every Christmas morning we would go to service. They didn't open any gifts, even though the gifts were there under the tree. But they didn't open any gifts until after the service. Mm. And then they learned how to be patient, and that carried them throughout life. Christmas was not the ideal of getting gifts for them, but it was also about giving. So they learned that Jesus Christ, God gave his only son, who was Jesus Christ, when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And now that they are older, even though time is different now, you know, Jesus Christ remains the same today and tomorrow, and we have to teach them that.
Absolutely. Boy, so absolutely true. As we wrap up a program, as we're talking about, you know, how to deal with and handle holiday stress in your life. And, you know, it seems like about this time every year we bring up this topic because we're going to face it again. And then in January we'll look back and say, boy, next year, you know, right, we've all said that. Next year we're not going to spend so much, eat so much, chase so much. We're going to stay focused on the things that matter, our family. We're going to stay focused on, you know, giving in a way that, you know, is less stressful, maintaining a budget, doing these kind of things. Well, this is next year. We're here now. This is the year that you promised was going to be different than last year. And so we encourage you to really be intentional as you take the walk from now through the end of this year, to be intentional in de-stressing your life. You know, stress is a part of life. We all have stress. Stress gets us up in the morning, keeps us going. It's when it becomes distress that's a problem. It's the distress that really sidelines us. And one of the ways you can keep stress in check is to declutter your life. And I encourage you, as we've talked today, you know, declutter your schedule. Declutter your budget. Declutter all the commitments that are going to be asked of you. And then in place of that, put into place a few things that are going to be meaningful, a few things that are going to be more eternal, things that you'll look back on in the future and say, that was the best use of this holiday season. I'd love to hear your stories. Maybe you have some things you want to share with us on Facebook. You can connect with us, Facebook.com/intentionalliving, or join us at our website. We've got information there for you as well at theintentionallife.com. Coming up, we've got two great programs, The Words That Matter in Your Marriage, How to Handle the Words in Life, and then The Intentional Act of Adoption, The Power of Adoption to Change Your Life. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.